I think you just have to keep doing that. I think that if communication among the three campuses is deemed to be an important thing, and given the way the university has operated and the way it conceives itself, it is an important thing. I think that you have to continue to try to bring people who have common interests together. I think you need to pay a lot of attention to legitimate common interest. I think just bringing people together is not helpful. It actually is counterproductive. But bringing together people who have actually common interests, I think can be effective. Progress has been made in this institution over years along those dimensions, and I think keeping it up probably makes sense.
I would reinforce that. It's very important that you don't force the communication, that you try and weld things together that simply are going to be mismatched. There are a lot of opportunities. I mentioned a couple involving joint activities between Urbana-Champaign, University of Illinois-Chicago, biomedical area, IT labs. There are an array of very interesting relationships between undergraduate-focused institutions and research universities, taking advantage of the unique facilities of research universities for undergraduates, and at the same time, very interesting teaching environments on undergraduate campuses. But the other thing I would add to this is to extend the concept of close collaboration on a peer-to-peer basis. One of the most powerful organizations in higher education in the United States is the Committee on Institutional Cooperation, in which, quite frankly, Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio State, well, I guess Ohio State, Iowa, and so forth, have a single library. They lobby together in Washington. I know Michigan, we have tremendous power in Asian languages. Michigan State has tremendous power in African languages. So our students go to East Lansing for African languages. Their students come to Emory. That relationship is very unusual in higher education. And I think that is one of these key features of this part of the country that really must be embraced and very strongly supported. Once again, the theme of the Brookings activity is that state boundaries really don't make a lot of difference anymore. You know, it's time to cooperate rather than compete. And that holds very much with universities as well. One final example, the largest scientific computer outside of the defense environment in the country is being built at the University of Illinois, the Blue Water Machine, but it is a consortium of the CIC or, quote, Big Ten universities that work together to have achieved that. Mm-hmm. And that's what they can accomplish together. So I think working within the system and collaborating is good, but I think you also have to realize how important this peer-to-peer relationship is on a broader scale.
Yeah, I would guess that the chancellors probably have more opportunities to interact with each other than maybe some of the other people on various campuses. I don't know, do you have meetings of your provosts as you do with, so that's a plus. Do you have a faculty assembly?
We do, and I referred to the Senate's conference, which has representation from the Senate on
okay,
each
that,
of
Okay, I mean, again, that's an opportunity for, and I don't know what kind of agenda you have, but that's an opportunity also to enhance the communication. So it seems like you have some things in place that can be used to address some of these issues.
Yeah. I say the easy question for last. The state's financial situation has hurt faculty morale. What can be done internally to sustain and encourage faculty enthusiasm about the future of the university?
I think that's not an easy question. I think the long view is the way I would answer that question. And I'd go back to Clark Kerr's quote about the 70 universities lasting 500 years. They went through tough times, they went through better times, sometimes very tough times. And that's the history of universities generally. If you look at the university